What's up, guys? Welcome to the new segment on my Instagram called The Tea Tips, where me, Tyler, will be giving you just gems and advice to help you along the way. You know, we're all trying to get by, and, you know, sometimes we can't just communicate or talk to the people we want to. So I want to be that outlet for you. And this is also a free space for you to either submit advice questions or, you know, to banter and have creative conversation in the comments. This is not going to be a negative, you know, outlet for you to come out and spew hate. So keep in mind that we're all growing and we're all, you know, taking it day by day, and that none of us are perfect. So please be mindful of what you say and how you communicate in the comments. Thank you. To start this segment off, one of many segments, the first tea tip I would like to give is to protect your energy and always set boundaries. Not everyone is meant to share your space and energy and time, especially when they're not causing nothing but mental, spiritual, emotional havoc around you. And it's so hard to say, it's not easy to cut off people, and it's not easy to set boundaries for yourself. But once you fall into that place of self-love where, okay, this is not okay, that's when you'll be able to make the first step to, you know, start setting boundaries. And your boundaries have no name on it. It could be a family member, relationship, friendship for, you know, an ample amount of years. It's all about you protecting what you deem so highly, which is your self-worth, your self-value, and that among many things. A lot of people will stop talking to you all because you're holding yourself accountable, keeping these people around you in your space. And it's okay, you will live and you will persevere. But if someone personally stops talking to you or stops, you know, feeling you or feeling the situation all because you told them no, or, oh, you're not going to treat me like this. Oh, this is not okay for me. Oh, this is how I want to be treated. They were not for you in the first place, sis. Like, it's not okay. It's not okay for anyone to treat you like you're less than or you're problematic all because you are setting these boundaries for yourself, or that you're an option, or that you have to bend to their will or compromise your standards. You don't have to do any of that. It's all about what you want. This is your life. You only have one. So live it to the fullest. And I've decided if either it's my way or the highway, I'm not settling for anything less than. And no, setting boundaries for yourself is not narcissism. I'm only compromising and negotiating on things that are negotiable. My mental health is not negotiable. The way you make me feel is not negotiable. My love is definitely not negotiable. People are using these things as playthings and hurting people in the process. And I refuse to put myself through hell and high water in order to make anyone else happy. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to be happy with myself, because all I had to do is set these standard boundaries and say, no, you will not treat me this way. This is not how I like to be treated. To end this segment, I would like to say, remember that your happiness is your number one priority. And, you know, thank you guys for listening, and make sure you keep a lookout for the next one. I think I'm going to post the next one on next Thursday. Keep it, you know, a consistency thing. And you guys have a great night.